It's the season 6 premiere of True Vault Escapades. That's right. The famous detective duo who solve case after case in post-nuclear Vegas are in for another mystery. Today's hair-raising mystery, the case of Morgue Mountain. We begin our story deep in the ice-capped mountains in the outer regions of the Mojave. Walter, Bunny, Humphreys, and some NCR troopers take to a vertibird to investigate a strange string of disappearances in the area.
So what's the haps with all these vanishings out here, Humphreys?
Yeah, why out here of all places? Is there a type of military strategy in the works we don't know about?
Yes. Now that we're definitely out of earshot of any enemy range, it's safe to tell you both that the NCR has a little project out this way to establish a potential railroad in case of Legion victory.
Ugh, I don't even like those two words together.
Relax, Davey. It's just planning ahead. Something the Legion doesn't have in its books.
Don't underestimate them, boys. There's been disappearances out here for a reason. I hate to give the man props, but Caesar ain't just some souped-up tribal with rocks and sticks in hand. He's a big brain amongst the puny. Don't be surprised if he's gotten the upper hand on our guys, huh?
Don't you think whatever's responsible for this is some kind of mutant? Because let me tell you something. Legion soldiers wear shorts wherever they go. And I know darn sure they aren't hiking it all the way up here.
Pilot, how close are we to our drop-off?
Just up ahead, sir. I'd close those hatches, folks. We're picking up some heavy wind and snow.
What the heck was that, pilot?
Yeah, something's wrong.
Miles, what is it? The snow?
No, the engines. Something's wrong with it.
Well, we can't just float into one of these mountains. Get us low enough to see something.
No end in sight for this blizzard. Everyone, hold on for dear life.
Walter!
No time to close the hatches. Grab onto something, Bunny.
Good gracious!
Are you sure you're all right, Walter and Bunny? That crash was so gnarly, my mustache almost turned upside down.
It's all good, Lieutenant. Bunny, you seem to be handling it okay, even in those vault suit heels.
Just a bit of jet lag, if anything at all. How about you, boys? Lord knows you've been through some stress lately. Anything we can do to help?
Looks as though the engine had a little bout of lag due to the unusually low temperatures out here. I'm not saying the thing couldn't take off again right now, but Lieutenant, I don't want to risk it this early into the crash. I should run some tests before firing it up fully once more.
That's fine, Pilot Dandy.
It's Miles.
Right. Well, look, detectives, we're already close enough to our search range, so how's about the three of us, plus my troops, hike up this mountain and put this stalled time to good use?
I'm all for it. Bunny, what about you?
I'm fine and dandy. Mutants or not, let's not underestimate whatever likes to hide up this mountain. If all those troopers weren't taken by some freak avalanche, I suggest we bring all the ammo we can carry.
Patrol on the Mojave makes you wish for a nuclear winter. Well, it's here, and I don't like it.
You said it. Humphreys, How the heck do you expect your boys to survive conditions like this for even an hour?
Don't let all this cold get to you. It's only a storm. The areas we have them stationed are located towards the peak of the mountains. We're placed a little awkwardly here on the side. Believe me, things will get a lot calmer once we level out.
How about you, boys? Have you guys ever had the displeasure of being here before?
No, ma'am. Only heard of it. Was kind of curious, but I think I may be regretting that manifestation.
Yeah, I was kind of curious, too. Weather certainly seemed like hell, but at least it's a far cry away from any Legion activity.
Believe me, boys, fighting the enemy you know is a lot more comforting than the unknown. Ugh, this place has already given me a bad feeling.
Look, I'm no wasteland entomologist, but I've never seen a post-war creature acclimated to cold so far. I don't know about you boys, but this is looking a lot like a case of inclement weather.
She's right. Unless there's some kind of ice dragon up here, I'd blame this on bad blizzards. I mean, look at how badly we're getting it now.
Listen, gentlemen, until we see a sign of anything wrong at all here, let's keep the speculation at zero before we head down this rabbit hole, huh?
Yes, sir.
What's wrong, Walter?
Something doesn't feel right.
Huh? What do you mean?
Like, we're being watched. Stalked, really.
Oh, no.
Huh? How so?
It could just be overstimulated from all the ice and snow. But...
What in heaven's name is that?
Backs together, people. We aren't alone here.
Oh my gosh!
They're coming out of the snow!
What is this?
Open fire, men! Open fire!
No, no. Drop your weapons, everyone. We're in their land now. One false move, and we're mincemeat.
Oh, okay. Are you sure?
Yeah. I don't see any of them with guns.
It's not just them, either. We've got more of them, with an aerial view of us just up there. You see? Just toss the iron and put your hands in the air. If they wanted to kill us, they'd have done it already.
Fine.
Walter, they're getting closer.
I know. Don't worry, Bunny. We'll have a better chance of survival if we play the game with these folks than standing our ground here. For now, let's be nice.
I hope you're right.
Who are you folks? What are you tying us up? Do you know which faction I represent? I'm NCR Lieutenant Terence Humphreys. You know, of the New California Republic. I don't know about you men, but we aren't exactly a force to be reckoned with. So how's about you untie our wrists and be smart about this, huh?
No offense, sir, but I don't think these men are the talking type.
I don't think they even know how to speak at all. I haven't heard a single one of them speak the whole way here.
Well, they better start speaking in Morse code or something, because I'm not about to draw out this whole predicament on a cave wall. Walter, Bunny, what files do you have about these people? No doubt they're the reason our men have been missing lately.
I'm gonna have to pass that one on to you, Bunny. You browse the wasteland directories more than I.
Ugh, I wish I had an answer for all of us. Thing is, nothing we get sent to the detective agency goes beyond the borders of the Central Mojave. Wherever these people are is a public anomaly. I will tell you this, Humphreys. They're definitely the reason behind why we're here.
At least we can deduct that. Darn it!
He Seems we're in the lion's den.
Correct. See that well-dressed pariah sitting on the throne in front of that big cave mouth? He's the big boss of some sort.
I hope you've got a grand plan for all this, Camry. You're the one who ordered us to put our weapons down.
Hey now, Humphreys. Walter already told you he was raised Legion. If the lingo of the tribals is what you're looking for, you've got the right man. Had we shot at them initially, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
I know. I just never been captured like this.
Just keep your heads, boys. I can't promise you anything yet, but these guys are a lot more confused than they are bloodthirsty. Just take a knee. Like it or not, these boys are your bosses until further notice.
Fine. Wit, just kneel out of irony. Don't take them seriously.
Don't have to tell me twice. You're the prideful one.
What are they doing?
No clue. Looks like the one standing up is about to speak with the leader.
Hopefully they go easy on us.
What are they doing?
Looks like they're doing some kind of...
sign language.
My gosh. They're mute. All of them are mute.
What in the world?
Bunny, didn't you tell me you learned American Sign Language as a child in the vault? What are they saying?
I did, Walter. I did. And I think I'm afraid of what I'm hearing.
What? Why?
Well, I'm a little rusty, but I think the chief just said they plan to freeze us before dinner.
What?
Oh, no.
Hey, hey, what are you doing?
Hey, get your hands off me.
No, you don't know what you're doing.
I'll be darned before I become your next meal. I will give you 0 stars of satisfaction. Hey, I'm not moving another step.
Do what they say, everyone. Don't forget to play along. Hey.
Not even the courtesy of a thin blanket. We've already been exposed to these elements for too long.
That's the point, Lieutenant. The moment we keel over from this icy climate, these people will, well, do us like vultures, I guess.
And you got all that from just a little sign language?
Yes, from the pre-war American version. If it hadn't been for Walter pointing that out for me, I may not have gotten what I learned between that foot soldier and the chieftain just a moment ago. I don't want to scare you boys, but I believe we have the answer to the disappearance problem.
What an odd little community. Notice how they barely wore anything and looked like starving dogs? I guess anything's possible out here in the wasteland.
That's a good observation. In fact, that only makes me believe that this tribe may come from a long lineage of pre-war humans, not post-war.
What? How?
That's right. Look around you. This isn't just some random cave network. These could very well be mines. Mines that had perhaps hundreds of workers once. I don't know how it happened, but something between the changing climate and these people surviving for so long has a bizarre significance.
Well, great. We have a wonderful story to tell the brass and eggheads back home. But how are we going to get out of this thing?
Davy, you still have your flashlight on you, don't you?
Yeah. What about it?
Point it over there, at those other cells, diagonal from us.
Okay.
Oh, crap! Great heavens!
Oh, jeez.
Well, there you go.
There's our lost brothers and sisters. Right there in those other cells.
My goodness, they're like statues.
Frozen solid. I'm so sorry, you three. I suppose we were meant to crash here by the grace of something divine. Now, we have our answers.
Oh, yeah? Well, the answers won't mean a thing if we have no one to report them to. Look, everyone. We have to find a way out of these bars and either run back to our pilot, David...
It's Miles.
Right, whatever. We do that, or get out, fish for our weapons, and let them have it.
I'm for both, but we better make a decision fast. I already can't feel my fingers.
Walter, Bunny, what are your thoughts?
We're obviously getting out of these cells one way or another, but I'd advise against the using the guns blazing approach. We can waste these mongrels all we want, but it still doesn't change the fact we'll be stranded up here on a snowy mountain.
But just sneaking out? Without guns?
Yeah, we'd just be sitting ducks out there.
Sitting ducks with a whole aircraft and machine gun turrets waiting for them. Not many prisoners have that option out there.
Still, it's a long way down to where we crashed. And Lord knows how many of those men this tribe has on patrol. You saw them. They just rose out of the snow. We have to be ready for another fight.
I don't know, Humphreys.
Believe me. We'll have Private Dolan and Whit here retrieve at least one for each of us wherever they have them stashed, and bring them back here. Once done, we go by your suggestion of taking a stealthy approach to our evac. Sound good?
Maybe. Unfortunately, we never had the grand tour of this fine establishment to even know where to begin looking for them.
We've been through worse. Whit and I once escaped the bowels of Vault 3 in Fiend territory. Say, Bunny... toss me one of your hairpins. I got a handy little pocket knife I can use to make a lockpick with it.
Sure. Here you go.
Excellent. Here. I've unlocked yours. Just keep the door closed so it looks like you're still locked up. We should be back in a second, okay?
Stay frosty, you two.
Come on, Whit.
Right behind you.
I hope those boys know what they're doing.
Just a few more adjustments to this hunk, and we should be good to go. I think the crash did us a lot worse than the engine problems. Jeez, those guys have been gone for a tick. I hope it's because they found the rest of our brothers. What the heck is that? Hello? Whit? Davey? Who in the world are those people? They look bone skinny, but not like ghouls. What is that they're holding? Oh, crap! I gotta get to my gun. These creeps mean business. Listen, you two. I don't know who you are, but you're attacking a member of the NCR. Lower your spears and walk here carefully. Hey, I warned you! What? What are these people? Assault rifle bullets nearly tore them in half. They're so thin. Something's not right here. Oh no. Whatever Humphreys and the guys found up there. On our men. And they weren't friendly either. I gotta do something.
Look. Two tangos right ahead of us.
Okay, I get the one on the left, and then you grab the right one right after.
Gotcha.
Whew, good kill. Go on, take that one's machete.
Good idea.
All right, let's keep going. Wait, hold up here. Let him pass.
That was close.
Yeah, just up this way. I think the patrol may have just come from the throne room or whatever. The weapons have to be up there.
Let's not waste any time.
Oh my gosh, Whit. Look!
Holy moly. This is definitely the lair of that weird chieftain.
Yeah, it's hard to believe our fallen brothers and sisters couldn't have made it this far before what happened to them.
I don't know, Davy. Most of me feels like they were killed before being frozen. This place would have been half destroyed if they had a fair chance at these crazies.
Good point, actually. Okay, there's gotta be...
Davy, the chest right there.
Oh, by George, buddy! I think this may just be it. Come on! Whit, old buddy, I think we may have taken our first steps of getting out of here.
Davy.
God, son of a... There's at least a dozen of them. Hurry, grab the weapons and load them. Stay away from us. Don't come any closer. Use the machete, Whit. Use whatever you got. Yeah.
That doesn't sound good.
By golly, they're being butchered in there.
God help us all.
The Case of Morg Mountain was brought to you in part by our wonderful Patreon supporters. To Joel Jackal, Mike Tyson, Nick Bailey, Joseph Torsivia, Tim Roth, ODST Hero, The Donnie Difference, Irrational Kind, Lost Paws Jr., Brandon Cullison, Jorge, Sham Carrillo, Maximilian Trox, Austin T. Rogers, Alex Roberts, Hodgepodge the Cardboard Wolf, Jackson Little, Critical Clown, Shannon Dale White, Kylar Skulkin, Pamela Schmeckpepper, Skygon, Van Hoffenheimer, and Brandon. We thank you dearly for your support. And now, back to our story.
Oh, jeez. There's occupants here in this place. No wonder the crew took so long. There's some kind of village up here. Lieutenant? Lieutenant! This is Private Miles. Please come in. I repeat, this is Private Miles. I need a status report ASAP. I've been attacked by two unknown hostiles. Both dispatched. I've tracked their origin to a mountaintop compound. I don't know their affiliation, if any, but that wasn't a good introduction. Please tell me they haven't taken you. Hello?
Hello? Hello? Rats!
What's going on?
They're escorting someone into the cell block.
Huh? Who?
One of their own, it looks like.
What the...
What the heck is he in for? Anything related to us? Hey, you!
Doubt it. Looks the same as anyone else in this dome. Must be over something different.
Oh, he looks so sad.
Bunny!
What?
The man's a cannibal! He'd have easily turned you into ribeye after frying your toes in jalapeno peppers!
Well, let's not be so hasty here. Bunny, see if you can get his attention.
All right. What do you want me to say to him?
Nothing too direct. Just some easy questions. Nothing to set him off.
Right, Walter. Hey!
Huh?
Yeah, you! Mm-hmm. Me.
What did you say? What did you ask?
Wow. I asked him what he was in for, and he told me he tried stealing from the food supply here. Something about the chieftain being greedy with it or something.
Amazing!
Oh, wait. He's saying something more. Okay, if I read that right, he says the tribe has been under ridiculous strain lately due to food hoarding by the upper crust here in the mountain. He says food used to be distributed equally on a regular basis than before, but the sudden death of their last leader implemented some kind of dictator-like successor. He claimed the frozen food supply needed to be rationed, but this isn't true. Something about making up the lie to keep the public in line. Yikes.
Food shortage. Food as in us.
There ain't exactly rabbits and other fauna prancing about this place, Humphreys.
Ah, what a gaggle of lunatics. So I guess there's just enough humans wandering up here to qualify as sustenance.
Hold on. He says they used to be fit enough to hunt outside of the compound. But the planned starvation kept his people close to home and even more feral than they needed to be. Supposedly. Yes, and supposedly the freezing method has been able to keep bodies fresh for generations. So not every meal is exactly fresh. Ugh. Ugh. Oh, and he says his name is Copper.
Good gracious.
Copper, eh?
After the actual metal, I suppose. Maybe these descendants of miners name themselves after mining terms.
Bunny, ask him where the chief stashes the lost and found.
I don't think these guys are advanced enough to conceptualize the lost and found idea yet, Walter.
No. Figure of speech. I'm asking where they store recovered goods.
Oh, right. He says he knows where, but attempting it would be quickening our death sentences.
What? We're scheduled to die anyway. Why not go down fighting?
Bunny, ask him if he knows a way out of these cages, and the best route to take to get our weapons again.
Okay.
Gosh, those screams from my men. I haven't heard something that ghastly since the first battle at Hoover Dam. I hope this cannibal leads us right.
Copper says the way to the chief's chambers can be reached by two tunnels just outside this place.
The catch?
Oh, the catch out of all this is somehow getting off these mountains in one piece. Both tunnels are guarded by two guards each. His best guards. To our benefit, this chief is paranoid. He only keeps his best members near him.
Which means we need to be extra careful to make sure no one on the outside picks up any commotion.
But they can't hear!
They can feel vibrations as small as a pin drop, Humphreys. I found that pretty accurate to deduce, since they've had generations to rely on their other senses.
I deduct you correct, Walter. Now listen, folks. Each of us has an equal amount of guards to take out. Walter, Lieutenant, you take the right corridor. Copper and I will take the left. Meet me at the entrance of the main chamber and gang up on the chief as efficient as we can. You've seen how tall he is.
And munching on a leg like a turkey quarter. Well, we best get to work unless you want to spend eternity in a freezer. Tell that copper fella to jimmy those locks, and let's put an end to this nightmare.
Go ahead.
I'm hearing some footsteps up the way.
Two. Up ahead. Those must be the ones the prisoner was talking about.
Good. Part of me was worried he would double-cross us to regain his favor.
Looks like it. Gosh, if he escapes with us, we'll need to introduce him to some food that doesn't walk on two legs.
Anywhere but the Ultralux. I've heard some rumors about the White Glove Society there, and I don't want to hear them end up being true.
Okay, how about on three? You take the one on the left, I take the one on the right. Let's make it quick as possible.
Sounds good to me. Better yet, go for those machetes on their hip and use it against them. Less chance of them alerting someone at the last moment.
Smart thinking. Okay. One.
Two.
Three.
That's more brutal than I usually operate. But you do what you gotta do.
In this predicament, yes.
Okay. I can see some light coming from down the tunnel. Let's get to that chamber and hope Bunny got through this as easy as we did.
Right behind you. That chieftain won't be an easy mark, either. Let's just pray we don't find him in there. Got anything?
No, just an empty room. I see the throne, and a gaggle of scrap just behind it.
A few chests, too. Wouldn't doubt they contain our stuff.
Doesn't look like anyone's home. Might as well head in if there's no threat. Bunny should be meeting us here pretty soon, anyway.
All right. Keep your wits about you, though. What?
Look, Walter. Look at what these monsters did to my men.
My gosh. What have they done to you, Dolan and Wit?
Flash frozen and pinned up on pikes like some kind of sick decoration. Can't even get up there to retrieve their dog tags. Rest easy, boys. You gave your lives for us.
We'll see to it that they didn't fall in vain, Humphreys. Come on. Let's go and get to work on unlocking some of these chests.
You know, these guys could really give Kaiser's Legion a run for their money with the way that they treat their captain. Oh, my!
Hit the deck! Humphreys!
Let go of me, you beast! Hey, hey! What are you gonna do? No!
I won't go down that easily, you behemoth. Put me down, say. Fight me like a man.
That monster has to be at least 10 feet tall.
And he played with us like ragdolls. Our only chance is those guns. And this room is too small to get away from it.
Oh, no. Here he comes.
He's gonna stop us. And he's moving too fast. Bunny!
No! Are you just gonna lay there, or are you gonna help us? Get those machetes and help me slash him down.
Right!
Right.
He's down on his knees. Help me bring him all the way down. Thanks for the assistance. Sorry we couldn't make it through the tunnel earlier. But weren't we supposed to wait for each other?
Sorry.
My idea. Apologies. Big guy wasn't in here when we arrived.
That's okay. Looks like we made it just in time for you guys.
We think those chests back there hold our stolen weapons.
Oh, good. Let's waste no more time then.
What's the damage on the locks? Can you pick them?
Yeah. Should be a no-brainer. Ah, here.
Hey, that did it!
And it looks like those are our weapons.
Here, everyone. I'll toss yours and grab Davey and Witt's rifles, too.
Nice! We really have a fighting chance now. Okay, everyone. Including you, cannibal. We may have lost most everyone on this trip so far, but I'm still the leader of this expedition, darn it! And with that being said, I plan to get everyone out of here in one piece. Headquarters wanted to know what was going on up here. Well, they've got it.
Well put, Lieutenant. We'll be right behind you.
And with the chief down, the future of this place doesn't seem so bright. And that's fine by me.
What, Bonnie?
I just saw... By the wall.
Oh, yes, we saw them. A darned atrocity it is.
We need to get out of here. Now.
Okay, boyos. If we can do our best to slush through all this snow as quietly as we can make it to the main road and get back to the bird. Home free.
How are we supposed to get past all those men unseen?
Slow movements, that's all. Chances are their sense of vision is majorly enhanced. So nothing quick, okay?
The copper here may be able to throw them off of us. I don't know. All I know is that what we're doing now is the most effective way back home. I'm not risking becoming a Swanson TV dinner again.
Heads low, people. And this'll soon be another crazy campfire story no one believes.
I'd say about 30 more meters until we hit the downslope.
Oh, thank goodness. You know, I once escaped from custody. Oh, my great goodness!
They're coming out of the snow again.
Open fire!
What the?
Look, it's the pilot, up there on the hill.
You guys, hurry! The villagers saw that, over here.
Come on. Copper says he's got our rear covered.
I don't trust one of them on my six.
Well, my gosh, Humphreys. If we could only choose to be so picky about the positions as an angry mob of cannibals chases us through the freaking snow.
Pilot, forget the sniper cover. Get back to the bird and get it spinning. Something tells me our window isn't very big here.
Got you, Camry.
That thing better work when we get to it.
That's why I'd rather have him try it now than when we get there.
Come on, people, move it!
Come on! Come on, you piece of junk!
on, not now!
Hey! Hey! Start the plane! Start the plane!
Ah, oh, jeez!
Walter, turn around! We have to shoot!
Right.
What happened? What was that?
If you don't get back inside and crank that thing on, so help me!
Yeah, okay.
Walter, look, he got it working.
I knew he could do it.
We have a ticket out of here. Hoof it, folks, let's go.
Come on!
Final stretch. We need to jump off the mountain and make it into those hatches.
What?
Walter's right. This is an evac, not a taxi service. Hope you've seen enough old movies to know what to do, Humphreys.
I'm bringing her in as close as I can. You guys need to make that leap, and make it now!
Go ahead, Walter. I'm right behind you.
You kidding me? Ladies first.
If you insist.
Hey!
Do me a favor and provide some cover fire for me, Bunny. We'll need all we can get.
Yeah, you've got it.
All right, Humphreys. Let's leave this place behind.
You too, Walter. Dispatch as many of those crazies as you can.
I'm on it.
Boys! I need you to slow it down. I can't keep up.
The winds are picking up too strong. Sir, you need to try.
Come on, Humphreys.
Boyos, I can't.
Copper,
huh?
Read my lips. Help Humphreys, please.
Oh, wait! I don't want you to... Oh, wait!
Look, he's giving Humphreys a boost.
Now, Humphreys, jump! Jump as hard as you can!
Hurry! Pull him up! Jeez, you're heavier than you look. Well, actually...
Hurry, Copper! Jump!
Come on, you did us a solid. Let us do you one.
No!
They shot him down. There's nothing we can do for him. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry too, Bunny.
Granted, he was a cannibal and all. But he had a heart, he did. Heck, saved our lives.
Let's just get out of here.
This is one for the books, Humphreys.
When that book is written, the title better be named The Flattest Mountain on Earth. I'm hitting this place with a missile strike, Walter. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Well, you do what you gotta do. Just do me a favor before you hit the field again.
Yeah? What's that?
Hit the gym. 1 hour a day. I know for certain McCarran has one.
Strap in, you three. Never saw myself saying this a moment ago. Well, let's go home.
This has been another thrilling case of true vault escapades in The Case of Morgue Mountain. The part of Walter was played by Eric Huffman, Bunny by Crystal Romero, Humphreys by Philip Sacramento, Private Witt by Mike Tyson, Private Davy by Josh Smith, and Private Miles by Austin Rogers. Keep it locked to this podcast for our next adventure, Haunted House Blues, with special guest star Sir Spooks. When Walter and Bunny visit an infamous murder house, the duo become separated and are left to fend for themselves against a pack of ghoulified vampires. That's next on True Vault Escapades. Be sure to write and review this podcast from wherever you're listening. Also, consider joining our Patreon for exclusive behind-the-scenes content and custom stickers. You're encouraged to visit our social media, Discord server, and merchandise store by visiting the description below.
Listening to a Robots Radio podcast. Smart shows for interesting people. Check out all the shows at robotsradio.net.
Hello, Vault Dwellers. Join me, Jaxus, Sassy Lady Roamer, Eric, and the creator, Maverick, as we take topics from the Fallout universe and discuss them with other diverse individuals. We can be found wherever you listen to your podcast. You can follow us on YouTube. You can also find us on Twitter, or X, or whatever you want to call it, using @FalloutRTD. You can send us an email using falloutrtd@gmail.com. Join us. The conversation has already started.